Massachusetts delegation is divided on attending Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech. Joining us on the line is Congressman Jim McGovern. He, along with Representative Catherine Clark and Senator Elizabeth Warren, have decided not to attend. Congressman McGovern, thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to be with you.
So, Congressman, please explain to our listeners why you decided not to attend.
Well, I decided not to attend because I think the whole protocol in inviting the Prime Minister was partisan and political. We've never had a joint session of Congress where the White House was purposely cut out of the process, or there wasn't a bipartisan invitation. And to the best of my knowledge, we've never had a foreign leader from any country in the world ever address a joint session so close to his or her reelection. And beyond that, I hope the president succeeds in negotiating a good agreement with Iran to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. We don't even have all the details of that agreement, and to try to undercut that at this sensitive time, I think is not only not in Israel's best interest, but it's not in the best interest of the world community.
Can we get back to the negotiations with Iran, Congressman, in just one second? You've portrayed yourself as an unwavering supporter of Israel. Are you not concerned that your decision not to attend will be seen as disrespect for both Netanyahu and, more importantly, for the state of Israel itself?
Well, first of all, respect is reciprocal, and the Prime Minister, had a number of options. Some of us urged that the speech be delayed. Some of us urged that he address us in a different setting, or even in a classified briefing if he had some information that was new. But I am a strong supporter of Israel. My voting record indicates that. I continue to be a strong supporter of Israel. I don't think this political display that is going to unfold today, no matter how good of a speech the Prime Minister gives, is constructive. There's no need to do it this way. If anything, this is, a direct poke in the eye to our foreign policy, to our president. And I think I know some people are disappointed with me, and I understand that. I've talked to a lot of people. Some support me, some don't. But I felt that if I went to this, I would basically be saying I'm okay with this whole process. And I'm not. I'm deeply bothered by it. I also think it does great damage to the institution of Congress. There used to be protocol, and there used to be respect, and there used to be some dignity around here, and now everything has been turned into a political football, and I regret very much that that's what happened here today. It does not impact my support for Israel, but I am disappointed in Speaker Boehner, and I am disappointed in the Prime Minister for not trying to see this for what it was, and that is a political ploy, and I just decided I didn't want to be a prop at anybody's reelection campaign commercial, and so that's the decision I made.
Well, Congressman McGovern, one last question for me. Aside from the politics and the process here, and I get completely where you're coming from on that. You've heard people on Netanyahu's side saying the United States is talking about its security and strategy, and Israel's talking about its survival. What do you think of? I mean, the assumption that we know better about how to save Israel than Netanyahu knows better how to save Israel. The Iranians obviously have been very duplicitous in the past.
First of all, if our goal is to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, what are our options? I don't know whether or not these negotiations will be successful. Let's wait and see. But I do know that we have slowed down their nuclear program because of the ongoing negotiations. If these fails, what are the options? Increase sanctions, Iran can continue to develop its nuclear capability, and then what, we have another war? I don't understand I understand the legitimate concern about making sure we have a good agreement, but to try to undercut that agreement before it's been finalized doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And look, at the end of the day, it should be clear that the United States policy is the same interest that Israel has. Our policy is to protect Israel, and we are absolutely committed to not only Israel's survival, but Israel continuing to thrive as a country. So there's I don't see there's a split there, that's been our policy, a bipartisan policy for a long time.
You know, Congressman McGovern, last thing from me. I'm assuming, you said, you know, there could have been alternative venues, closed-door right. sessions, those sort of things. I'm assuming Netanyahu and his people have conveyed their concerns ad nauseum in great detail to John Kerry, his people, the president's people, that sort of thing. And in light of the fact that at least my perception of Congress from a few hundred miles away is no one's going to stand up after Netanyahu's speech and say, aha, I was wrong. I'm changing my position. So other than the suspicions that this is really directed at the reelection campaign at home, internally in the U.S., is this about changing American minds? Assuming I'm right that it's not going to change any minds in Congress, is this directed to the American people?
Well, I think a big part of it is directed toward the American people. I think another part of it is directed at his reelection efforts back in Israel. But look, the Prime Minister has addressed Congress in a joint session before. His views are made well known by the Israeli embassy here in Washington. We get on a daily basis, you know, his opinions on this thing. So it's not like we don't know what he feels about this. And if there was something, you know, new, or there was some kind of, you know, bombshell out there, I would think we would meet in a classified briefing so he could tell us. So look, this is an attempt to try to undercut these negotiations. And look, I mean, the United States has a single foreign policy. It's not a Republican foreign policy or a Democratic one. And I give John Kerry a lot of credit and the president for trying to find a peaceful way to avoid having Iran get a nuclear weapon. If these negotiations fail, all the options are bad. All the alternatives are bad. And so I would urge people to, you know, keep their powder dry until we see the final details. I mean, if we have an agreement that is not verifiable, that doesn't, you know, pass the smell test, then it's, you know, then I don't think it's worth supporting. But if we do, then I think it's worth doing, and anything we can do to slow down or stop the advancement of Iran getting a nuclear weapon, I think, is a good thing. But this whole what's happening today is theater. This is not the way we should operate in the Congress, and quite frankly, we should not be having a prime minister who's on the verge of an election campaign coming down here and using the State of the Union in a way simply to advance his political fortunes back at home. I think this is just highly inappropriate. And again, I support Israel. I look at my record. I continue to support Israel, but I think this was just inappropriate.
Jim McGovern, thanks.
Thank you very much for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
That was the voice of Congressman Jim McGovern, who represents the 2nd Congressional District.